Oh, yeah, we made it to week number four. Rule number four. What do we have in store? Let me go to my notes. Rule number four. Got it in 99. If you think you got what it takes, invest in yourself. Trust your process. Now, let's go. Now, remember, the past few episodes, now we're getting started. I'm building you up to this Radio Rec LLC, True School Hip Hop since 2009. That is the name of the podcast. Radio Rec was the name of the company. That started in 2004 to 2009, a partnership with my brother. 2009, we made an LLC. 2010, my brother left. 2010 to scrambling, to like maybe scrambling around trying to figure out what I'm going to do up until like 2016. And then, but we're going to talk about all that. But right now we're in 99. We want to talk about the things that built up to this. And so remember, I told you I was in a group called Supreme Beings, and I went to, for this 99, I wanted to start with this part about investing in yourself. So what I'm about to show you right here, excuse me, I just hit my camera. But what I want to show you right here, this is my group, Supreme Beings. And if you look, this was a handmade CD, Supreme Beings, The Immaculate Conception. The drawing right there was by my partner in rhyme, Supreme, right? And then on the back, you'll see here, right? Universal Man Entertainment. This was my company here that the first time I would start investing in myself heavy, right? I invested, like, again, with my cousin, but this is when things started to get real. So as you can see, this is 1999. Here, let me go to the camera. Can it focus? 1999 Universal Man Entertainment. And that SB 2000 coming soon, that was Supreme's album right there that was coming in, right? And there you see, he drew that too. And look, this is how we, you know, at the time, this is what we were dealing with, right? We were dealing with CDs, and we went to Kinko's. We had pictures. This was us in Virginia. We drove down to Virginia. We invested in ourselves. We drove down to Virginia, did a show out there. And these are, you know what I'm saying? There's me at the bottom. There's Mike Muzan, Preem, Nazir. And this is my homie. We'll get into this another episode. Yo, God rest the dead, man. This is one of the first brothers to actually believe in what I was doing when I went solo. And these are some other brothers that hung with us. But yeah, I'm going to talk about Trey. That's my peoples, man. And right here, this was in the city. I think this was at Bach Tombs over here. We performed in the tunnel right before the tunnel closed. And then, in a couple of joints in the city. And you're right here, you see, we had a whole line of notes in the whole nine, right? And we invested, the reason why we invested in the studio, right? Invested in the studio, invested in making these records, invested in this so people would take us seriously. And this was in 1999. So this is what I mean about, and this was something simple, right? So I find it kind of odd with all these different tools that everybody's got going on. Let me take my glasses because they're all scratched up and dirty. I find it ill right now. How many years later? 24 years later? 24 years later that I would still get people, some people my age, some people younger, some people older, all that want somebody else to invest their time and money into their situation, but they won't even invest the time and money in themselves. They don't want to stop whatever they're dressing, what they're drinking, eating, what they're playing, what they're watching. They don't want to make those type of sacrifices, right? To put that money and time back in themselves. They don't want to make those type of sacrifices to read the book, you know, right? About the business of music. They don't want to take the time to learn any of these things. But it's so crucial to your survival. Because let me tell you something. If you're not going to invest in yourself and you want somebody to invest in you, you basically got a boss, right? Remember, like to me, and this is my mentality, but you might see run into somebody else within the music and entertainment industry that feels the same way. But for me, I see it as a pimp hoe business. And either you doing the pimping or you doing the hoeing, right? So what I mean by that, if you the hoe, that means you got to go to your pimp all the time and ask for this, ask for that, ask for this. You're not willing to hunt for your food. You want to be taken care of, right? So I was never in the hoe business. I was never trying to be nobody whole. It was about pimping, you know what I'm saying, my intellect, about, you know what I'm saying, positive impact motivates people. So I was, that was my version of pimping, getting the knowledge and understanding how to put this thing down. You know what I'm saying? We was doing an independent thing. See how it's independent now? That wasn't really the reason why we were doing independent then is because there was no options. It was like, yo, you had to get with a record label, you had to do X, Y, and Z. And then you're playing this game where it's like, well, hey, you want us to invest in you. I want you to dance with me. I want you to do this for me. I want you to do that. That, like, again, if you're looking for somebody else to put their money in you, they're going to have some opinions about what you're doing. But see, the thing that's the beauty of, yeah, it's scary. You know, it's easy to trick off somebody else's money. See, isn't that funny? Trick, right? We talking about pimp whole business and then you tricking off somebody else's money. It's easy to say, hey, I got an investor, right? And then you got an investor. You got somebody to say, hey, I'll put money in you because they want to be the boss, man, and XYZ. So, you know, it's easy to do that. See, but without investing in yourself or without taking the little bit you have and sacrificing, and understanding it's like, well, if I lose this, I'm not going to be able to do this next step and say, hey, I'm going to take this dollar and I need to turn this dollar to $2. And then when you see that, there's power in that, especially when you get something that's in your mind that you started from nothing and you find a way to put it together and actually turn it into bread. Yo, that makes you unstoppable. That makes you unstoppable. But you'll never see that if you're not willing to invest in yourself. So it's like, this doesn't have to be music. It doesn't have to be entertainment. It doesn't have to be anything. This is anything that you want to jump into. Like, even if you were going to be a doctor, you would have to invest in yourself. You would have to invest that time into going to college, that money that it takes, right? You would have to do that. Nobody's going to do it for you and say, hey, boom, you a doctor. it's not going to work like that. And see, with music and entertainment, it's something different too, right? Because there is no, I mean, people go to college for this, but like going to school for this is doing it and going to school for it is two different things. I mean, I damn near got a doctorate degree in this because I invested, you know what I'm saying, over six figures in this. You know what I'm saying? And the time, I mean, over 20, you know what I'm saying? Over two decades. So this is what I mean about the investment. So yeah, I kind of got like a doctor's or a master's degree. It doesn't matter if I don't have any hit records. You know what I'm saying? I know the steps of what it takes because I invested my time, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, right? Not knowing what all this was going to come to, you know what I'm saying? Just know that I wanted to do it. I just knew that I wanted to get it. Like, yo, I knew that making music was going to be my, you know what I'm saying, my business. And I needed to figure out how to get my business running, how to get it to feed me so that I can handle my business and keep growing, right? And that's the beauty of investing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, the beauty of investing in yourself is when you take that little thing, that little dream that you got, that little idea that you got, because we all got thousands, hundreds of thousands of ideas, but you try things. You know what I'm saying? You invest in yourself. Like, I used to have the attitude that when I tried something and it didn't work, I failed. Then over time, I matured and I still stayed in the same thing I was doing. No matter how hard life got, no matter how many losses I got, I end up still doing the same thing. And it led me to this full-time living, this business that I have now. Like I said, it isn't the way that I saw it, but had I not invested my time when I was young, had I been looking around for somebody to come and save me, had I been looking for a pimp, I would be out here hoeing. Yo, and I know that's going to touch a lot of people. They don't want to hear that. But that, yo, that's just what it is, man. That's just what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I saw a clip with Redman. He was like, yo, I rap because I don't like waking up in the morning. I couldn't get no, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no boss. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, there were some things that he was saying that I could relate to, like about getting fired from mad jobs. Because, like, yo, you're focused. Like, yeah, I'm working the job, but I don't want this job. I need the bread so I could do what I got to do. I mean, shoot, I used to, like, work jobs and then find side hustles so I could stretch my bread, so I can go to the studio, so I can make the music and then flip my music and flip the bread again. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole thing to this, yo. There's a whole thing to this. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself, why would anybody else, especially in a time like this? Like, you're in a time right now that if you have an idea as an individual, you necessarily don't need a team, because a lot of these platforms are their own team and the platforms have made it that you as an independent artist, solopreneur, whatever it is that you're doing, you can get a lot of the things that you need to do on your own. And now, you know, with the development of AI has come a long way. It's been around for a long time, but now it's so developed that one individual can do the work of many. Okay? And it was crazy because back then, back here in 99, when I was, and you know, we'll get to 2000 next week, but I remember putting out these CDs and I'm trying to do, and it was like, yo, there's no way that you can do all that stuff. This and that, yo, because you couldn't think of, you couldn't fathom that you could get busy like that as one person, that you would need a team back then. But look at how the internet is right now. Look at how the internet is. All you have to do, even if you don't have no money, even if you don't have no money, you can invest the time. So if you're up against the wall and you're looking for something, a side hustle, or you're really looking to kickstart your career, your business and stuff like that, and you don't have the money, you say, you could carve out time. You can invest that time, right? You can invest that time in researching the thing that you want to do. And then when it seems like such a big feat, after you research it, now you know the steps. So then it's like, okay, well, let me break it down like this. I could do this. I could do this 30 minutes a week until I get this part done. And then it's like, oh, now I can invest an hour a week, 2 hours a week. Oh, dang, this is making bread now. I could take this $20 and turn it into $40. You see what I'm saying? But it has to be the willingness. It has to be the willingness to invest. And that's the becomes the issue right here. You know what I'm saying? That becomes an issue. You'll talk to somebody like, you know, for me, I'm nobody. I'm nobody doing nothing. I'll keep saying it. But I find it so wild that I get people that will come to me, whether on social media or in person, and they say, hey, yo, I want to do what you're doing. Oh, you were doing voiceovers. I want to do voiceovers. Oh, you doing music. I want to do. Okay. Well, look, let me give you the nitty gritty. This ain't pretty. So, you know what I'm saying? This way that I do it is not pretty. I know the pretty way that you see on TV and, oh, I upload something, it went viral, and then I'm selling a million. Yo, that's the pretty way. That's the fantasy way. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's the way for some people, but for the majority of, you know what I'm saying, folks like me, yo, you got to you got to knuckle up. You got to bear down. You got to make sacrifices. You got to get busy every day, which means that you have to invest your time in knowing the business, because how else are you going to figure out how to get paid? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know the business, because you need to know where you need to put each dollar to get the most impact. You see what I'm saying? It's not gambling. I mean, it is gambling in a sense, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But it's not lotto. It's not just shaking up the dice. You're making strategic decisions based off the information that you're getting, based off the tools that you currently have at your disposal. Right? You're using everything that you got at your disposal right now to change your circumstance, because you said you don't like your circumstance. But if you're unwilling to invest that time or money, sometimes both, then how do you expect to get somewhere? Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody. And if they do, guess what? You the hoe. But you got to get on your pimping. Positive impact motivates people, right? So get your knowledge up. Whatever you're trying to do, it does not have to be music. Matter of fact, I recommend, if you don't have the willingness to hear a bunch of no's, a bunch of rejections, people saying you suck, you know what I'm saying? Having self-doubt and you know what I'm saying? Feeling like you're not supposed to be doing, yo, music might not, it's probably not the best thing for you to do, because like I said the other week, yo, you're already supposed to be dope. And just because you're dope does not mean that you're going to get paid. You got to make something dope, and then you got to figure out how people are going to pay for it, right? We used to sell CDs. We don't sell CDs no more. We used to sell T-shirts. We don't sell T-shirts. Well, you do sell T-shirts if you're doing shows that they got Printful, but there's other things to do. That's why I do things like write for people, do voiceovers, vocals, and do podcasts, do drops, and different things like that. All these things before were just for a small group of people. Like, oh, once you achieve these certain things, we're going to line you up. Yo, all these things are out here now. But I had to invest the time in the studio for years and years and years, and sit by the engineer that I'm paying instead of going to sleep, smoking and drinking and stuff like that. I'm in the studio sitting right up next to the engineer to figure out, yo, what are you doing? What is this program called? How do you do this? How do you do that? So then I go and I get the free version of that program and try to learn it. Yeah, and then maybe I don't learn it right away. You know what I'm saying? YouTube wasn't around back then, right? So you had to go to the studio. You know what I'm saying? But then you try things, you invest your time if that's what you really want to do. And then you invest in a computer, you invest in a microphone, whatever you can get at the moment. And we all got phones, so you could start with that, right? But instead, what a lot of people will end up doing, they say, hey, I want to do something. They got the phone in front of them. They're not going to do no research. Or if they do research, they do light research, right? And then for some reason, they just sit there and think it's going to happen. Yo, you should have went to, you know, buy a lotto ticket if you was going to do it like that, right? Instead of, okay, I'm on here. I did my research. I'm on social media. I'm doing my research, too, to figure out who's doing what I'm doing or doing it in the way that I want to do. Nah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to invest my time like that. I want to scroll through social media. Look at this guy. I want to hate on this person over here because, oh, they doing, he's not really doing it right. But you are not doing it either, right? That person that you're, you know, saying, you know, you're feeling some kind of way about has taken the time to invest in themselves, to put themselves out there, to learn how to market themselves. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you make the best bread if nobody knows that you're baking it, right? So, you know what I'm saying? You have to not only, I said, make something, invest in the time to learn how to make something, or whether it's your business or get ahead, but then you have to go and let people know that you do this thing, right? And how do you do that? You're not naturally born a marketer or a, you know, a hustler. You know, these are things that you build up. Or maybe you are a naturally born hustler. So this, you know, then I'm not talking to you. I'm talking for the folks that having that difficulty making that transition. You know what I'm saying? I can't always say I was a hustler. I was always music first. But my desire to be successful in music, right? And being successful in music was not only making a living, but having a big impact. And in order to have a big impact, I needed to make big money, which means I need to make big records and make big moves. This is all an investment of time and money. This is all. And from being a teenager, up till now, the mission has always been the same. So I continue to invest and reinvest my time and money. See how this goes? It's a lifelong journey. But if you're not even willing to do step one, which is invest your time and your money, which I know you have. I don't have time. I got X, Y, and Z. I guarantee you, if we sit down, we can carve out a slice. That's why I always recommend when somebody, because I don't want you to beat me in the head. You can't beat me in the head. I got this from the bottom. I had to work very hard for this. So I'm not going to be the one that you could really beat in the head if you talk to me. I'm not going to show you no mercy because this X, Y, and Z. Yes, it's tough. If it wasn't tough, everybody that say, hey, I rap, I sing, I do this and that, everybody would be doing it. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't need no investors, right? Because as soon as you open your mouth, people would be like, here, take my money. But the thing is it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's funny when, you know, you're having conversations with people and be like, oh, I got an idea for you. Oh, I got an idea. We should get together and do X, Y, Z. Hold on. Why should we get to? Because I invested my time and money in this. I didn't ask you for anything. I built this up. I took all the losses, all the scars, the scrapes, right? All the you sucks and this and not knowing how this was going to work out. I took all that and just kept pushing. So how is it that, okay, you got some kind of fancy idea? I mean, I can come up here with a million ideas off the top, if that's the case. But you're not willing to invest. But so you look at somebody like me or somebody else. It's like, oh, if this person gets down with me or this person gives me information or this person does something for me, my thing will blow up. No. If it's going to blow up, it's going to blow up, right? If it's going to go up, if it's going to do things, it's going to do things because you put the time into it, right? But again, if you want somebody else to put the time and money, is it really yours? I find it so curious. I'm so curious to what's the mindset when somebody says, here, you, I got this here. You help me do it. Well, then if I'm the one doing it for you, I should own it. Right. If I'm spending. See, and that's kind of how the labels work, too. If you think about it, they're taking the financial. Oh, I'm talented. And the labels are ripping me off. But hold on. Did you invest any money? Did you invest your time? What did you do? Oh, you the hottest thing on the streets. Oh, you the next up. Oh, I got it. So let me get this right. I'm supposed to throw all this money and time into you and then blow, you know, and you supposed to be a star, right? And then what happens? You take the riches? Nah, man, that's not how it works. If you really that dope, bet on yourself, man. The best investment is self-investment. After that, it's the family business, man. The family is your business. So if you're not willing to invest in you, don't even bother asking somebody else. You're setting yourself up for a trap. You know what I'm saying? You're setting yourself up for a boss. This whole independent lifestyle and this independent artist lifestyle is a lifestyle. It is a choice to do this. It is a choice. I didn't realize that until way later while I was working a job being frustrated that I was like, I'm doing everything I can. I'm investing all my time and money. I'm doing 40 hours at this job, 80 hours in this thing. And for whatever reason, it's not working. You know what I'm saying? And then I realized it's a choice. The whole time it's a choice. This independent artist lifestyle is a choice. That means that you're willing to do whatever it takes to keep, you know what I'm saying? To get yourself out there, to make a living, to keep your freedom of time and different things like that. And if you're not, if you need a boss, you need a master, then go run to somebody. Don't listen to this because it's going to piss you off, yo. You're going to say, hey, yo, this guy don't know what he's talking about. He's not even a superstar. Okay. But there's a lot of people that's just like me that is not your superstars. But guess what? We're doing what we got to do. We invested in ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage you, before you invest in anything, invest in yourself. Even if you say you're going to do the stock market, whatever you're going to do, guess what? You have to invest in yourself because you have to do self-education. That means you have to buy books. You might have to take a course. It's investing in yourself. The beauty of investing in yourself, too, nobody can't take that away from you. You know what I'm saying? They could take a lot of things away from you, but once you get that, once them seeds are planted and you growing in intelligence and knowledge, hey, man, it's a dangerous thing, you know? Mugs will come up to you and you invested the time and money to learn what you needed to learn. And they'll come up to you and have conversations with you, right? And then they'll go and parakeet your words to somebody else. But you know what? It don't sound the same. It don't sound the same when they parakeet. You know why? Because they did not invest the time or money. They want to sound smart. So they think they can repeat everything, right? They can go online and become, you know, fool people by, you know, oh, I'm an expert because they're just doing a lot of talking. Excuse me on that one. But we're not doing a lot of talking. We talking about, yo, what I'm talking about is you investing your time and money in you and getting down through the trials and tribulations, putting in that work, seeing what works and what doesn't work. Everything's not going to work. But any idea just living in your head is not going to work either. You take the ideas out of your head. You put them out there. Oh, this one doesn't work. This one doesn't work. This one works a little bit, but it ain't giving me everything that I need. This one works a lot, but it's going to require me to step my game up. Okay, now you found something. Then you run with it. But it's only going to come with the investment of time and money. But if you say you don't have the money, you're going to always have time. And if you say you don't have time, you need to make time if you're going to invest in you. And that's it, man. I'll talk to you later. That was rule number 4, invest in yourself. All right? I'll talk to you later. Peace.